What, in your mind, just give us your overall thoughts on how this went down.
Well, you know, obviously, they were, you know, audited by the NJCAA. The NJCAA found a discrepancy in their paperwork. A mistake was made, and, those things happen. And the result of that, the penalty is that makes those players ineligible, and when that happens, and then the penalty is a forfeiture of games when those athletes play in those games. So one of those things that happen, we don't want it to happen, but like I said, sometimes mistakes made, and that's the penalty.
When you look just from your own perspective on this, does, in your opinion, was the crime, did the punishment fit the crime? Is it too excessive, you think? Is it what? I know there's bylaws, but your opinion on that?
Yeah, again, it's happened to other colleges in Kansas, in the region, even this year. I mean, these things happen, and the penalty is if the athlete is ineligible, and therefore, when you play an ineligible player, then you have to forfeit the contest. And there's several categories of penalties where that happens, and this is one of them, and the athlete was ineligible. Therefore, they have to, they have to forfeit the contest. So it's not anything unusual. I mean, it happens sometimes. And so it happened in this case.
All right, last thing is, as far as this rule with the on what Garden City allegedly violated here, is it something, and just talking to some of the ADs, is it something that, and maybe obviously you would have light on this too, that you guys want to get rid of as far as next year?
Well, I even wrote a letter in support of Garden City's appeal, because it had to do, one of the things involved was the second year signing agreement. And that agreement, in my opinion, that paperwork has not lived up to what we originally thought it was supposed to do. And when that happens, there is some question about what the college is supposed to, what kind of other information the college is supposed to gather and get on an athlete. And this is what happened in Garden City's case. And and so, in fact, in August, the region voted to present to the NJCAA a request to have this part of the bylaw taken out of the NJCAA bylaws. So that'll be worked on in January, and then if it goes forward from January, it'll be voted on in April. So that's kind of where we find ourselves on this bylaw. So.